episode 535, 2017, in preview, and other news.
Oh, you're doing the combo method.
That's right. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We're back.
Everybody, typically in the past, we've done an episode for news and an episode for 2017 in preview. Earlier today, I was saying to Ben, I don't know if I have that much to say in the preview episode, other than I do annually like to go through the movies that are coming out in 2017 and just kind of mention them on the air.
Yeah.
But that's not a really great episode, so I'm just making that part of the news episode.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of reading the Wikipedia page for...
It's just, I'm saying something like here I have it open right now. January 6th, Underworld Blood Wars opens. I'm not really interested in it, but some of our audience might be. So maybe Maybe I'll try to pick ones that I think you or I would be interested in. But there is one piece of news we have to cover. Two sad losses in the last week. Carrie Fisher and...
Her mom.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
Richard Adams.
Richard Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and her mom, sure. But I meant for you to say the author of Watership Down.
Well, that's not that sad. I mean, it's like... like 96.
Okay.
I feel like
so Carrie Fisher is more surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, once you pass 90, at least at this point, you know, if life expectancy gets a lot longer, maybe 90 will be a sad death. But when you're in your 90s right now, man, you know,
you had a good life.
Like way back in the day, if you'd made it to 60 like Carrie Fisher did, people would just be like, well, okay, fine, she's gone, but what do you expect? She made it to 60. Holy smokes. You know? Whereas now, if I die before 60, not good.
Not good.
Not good.
So, yeah. So, during...
Would you say she died sooner than you hoped?
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
So, during Christmas weekend, she had a heart attack on an airplane. I don't think it had taken off yet because they took her off the airplane. And if they had taken her off in mid-flight, that would have been revealing.
That's how she died.
Yeah. So... They said she was stable, and then a few days later, we found out that she passed away. So it was.
Well, I think stable just means that you're not having another heart attack.
I think usually stable means things are looking up.
No, that's improving. Stable is like just, it's not getting worse, but it's not getting better.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
So I was legitimately bummed to hear this news.
Anyway, it is sad. Disney was quick to profit off of her death.
Yeah, tell me about this.
They filed an insurance claim for $50 million.
What does this mean exactly?
Well, so it is common for studios to take out insurance on big-name actors that they have under contract. But $50 million, when she was already done shooting Episode 8 and Episode 9 hasn't even started, I think we know where Disney's priorities are.
Well, what's the money for? What is the insurance claim for? That they are at a loss because she was supposed to be in Episode 9 and now she's not?
That's what they're claiming, okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we heard...
It makes more sense than like a, you know, like, I'm trying to think. Like, say they were halfway through filming Episode 9 and Daisy Ridley died.
Okay.
Or something. Like, you know, then the studio would have to do a lot of costs to shut down production. But it doesn't, you know, in this case, she'd already wrapped on Episode 8. She hasn't started Episode 9. That we don't even know if there's a script for Episode 9. Mm-hmm. And so, I Disney's evil.
The implications for some of the quotes that were being released by Disney are that she lives through Episode 8. And
well, yeah, that...
And had
they spoiled that one pretty good.
Yeah, it had a part in Episode 9, but now I'm wondering if they'll have to. I don't know. I mean, it seems weird to if somebody dies in real life to kill off the character,
or they'll go full on Tarkin with her.
That is the other option
because that worked so well in Rogue One.
So Rogue One featured the return of General
Grand Moff.
Yeah, that's his name, Tarkin, whatever his name is. And
you still don't know this character.
And yeah, so he's the actor is. Passed away years ago, but
right.
The character existed in CGI form. How bad would it be? I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. Is it too soon to do that to somebody like Carrie Fisher?
Well, yes, but it's also just that it looks horrific.
What do you think about if we're just talking about story and we take out the real life implications and the feelings that are associated with this person who's a real person that passed away,
right?
Story wise, would you want to see the story they intended, or do you think the right move is to go a different direction because real life got in the way?
Yeah, you have to go in a different direction, and it makes me even more mad about the fact that they just. And who knows, maybe episode 8 will solve this issue, but the fact that they swept away all of Leia being a Jedi and they just completely ignored all of that from Return of the Jedi, it just makes me even more mad because now the chance to fix that mistake is gone.
Did you have any
J.J. Abrams?
I don't have a lot of news this week. Do you have any news?
I might have some more news.
Let me go through the next month.
Okay, so that was January. Underworld.
We did January. Let's see what's happening in February when it comes to movies. Oh, the Lego Batman movie comes out on February 10th.
I would actually see that. That looks like it might be funny.
It does. March 3rd, we're going to have Logan, the final Wolverine movie starring Hugh Jackman.
And surprisingly, that looks pretty good too. Though I'm more cautious because we got pretty burned.
I don't think I'll see this in the theater. But
we could get the gang back together. Second bachelor party.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll see Kong Skull Island, but it comes out on March 10th.
No. You should watch the original King Kong sometime.
Yeah, I would be up for that.
Oh, with your DVD goal, Rocky counts. We've got three more.
I own that. You own that.
No, I got it for you for your birthday. Rocky counts.
Okay, we're going to hurry.
We have three more Rocky movies we have to get through this year.
And Creed, if you buy that for me.
Yeah.
I hope you do. We'll see. Power Rangers comes out on March 24th. Okay. Not necessarily Navy movies that I want to see, but I think are interesting to bring up for the show.
You're definitely not naming movies I want to see.
Let's see here. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know this. The next Fast and Furious movie is called The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That comes out April 14th.
I did know that. If they get a little out of shape, they could do The Fat of the Furious.
Okay, speaking of Fast and the Furious, when Paul Walker died in that car accident unexpectedly, he hadn't finished filming or hadn't finished shooting whatever number they were on for Fast and the Furious, and they had his brother be a stand-in, and then they CGI'd Paul Walker's face onto his brother.
But I think it was like one scene.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know all the details. So I guess, now that I think about it, it's not unheard of that they would bring back an actor who just recently passed away.
Right.
May 5th, my birthday, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah?
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword comes out on...
Doesn't look good.
May 12th. Alien Covenant, May 19th. I haven't seen the trailer for that yet. What are your thoughts?
I haven't watched the trailer either, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh man, this is what we've been waiting for. The return of both Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley to the Pirates franchise. May 26th, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I hope they all drown.
June 2nd, Wonder Woman. June 9th, The Mummy. June 16th.
That looks horrible.
I should have said which ones I'm actually interested in seeing of the ones we've talked about so far. Well, definitely Guardians, definitely Wonder Woman. None of the others, as far as I can remember.
But you can't be feeling that good about Wonder Woman after what happened in 2016 with DC.
What happened? Oh, Suicide
Batman
Squad.
Batman v. Superman and Suicide
Squad. I like Batman v. Superman. I haven't seen Suicide Squad yet.
Batman v. Superman, the worst movie I saw last year.
So I haven't seen Suicide Squad yet. Still, are you proud of me?
Yeah, but less proud because you keep saying yet.
Yet. June 16th, Cars 3, something your family will like.
Oh, man, I'm not going to tell my boys about that
movie. Your sons love Cars.
This is the secret to parenting. You have to have your kids watch only Netflix and then never tell them about movies that are coming out.
June 23rd, the Transformers franchise has their next movie, The Last Night, and they're bringing back tons of all the characters that have come out in the past four movies.
Now, be honest. You want to see that a little bit, don't you?
No, I don't want to see it at all.
But you're probably going to see it.
I don't think I'm going to see it.
Tell Ryan calls.
July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming. Now, that is what I want to see. July 14th, War for the Planet of the Apes. That's a must-see for me.
Even after the last one?
July 28th, The Dark Tower.
Oh, yes. That's going to be great. Yep.
This is odd. July 28th. An untitled Disney live-action fairy tale film has secured a spot, but they haven't announced it yet.
Oh.
What do you think that will be? Do we know of anything in the works?
That'll get moved.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe it's The Dark Tower.
August 4th, The Emoji Movie. We've been covering that on the Sci-Fi Christian.
I did watch the trailer for that.
It was a tiny bit funny.
It wasn't.
It was a little funny because I had an emoji just talking about the movie. Okay, I'll move on.
That's why this stuff gets made.
I'm not saying I want to see it.
But they bring people like you into a research room.
It was a little bit funny.
Does this look a little funny? Yeah, that does look a little funny. Where if they bring people like me in, I would obliterate them.
September 22nd, another Lego movie, but the Ninja Lego movie.
I'm not interested in that.
October 6th, Blade Runner 2049. Harrison Ford teams up with Ryan Gosling.
See, I would be against that movie, but I've heard nothing but good stuff about the director. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like, it looks like Dennis, but I think it's Denis because he's French or something. Anyway, okay. It's the guy who did Arrival.
Okay, I didn't even know this movie was in the making. Same weekend as Blade Runner, My Little Pony, the movie.
Yeah, I'll be skipping that.
Yeah, me too. Let's see here. October 13th, Friday the 13th, again. And it's not called that. It's just called Friday the 13th, but aren't there like 5 movies called that?
Oh, there's more than 5. Yeah, they've had a lot of movies.
The next J.J. Abrams.
Cloverfield movie? Is that the God Particle?
God Particle on September 27th.
Have you seen 10 Cloverfield Lane?
No, I haven't yet. Do you want to watch it?
I do want to watch it.
Okay, cool.
But I feel like we should do Rocky first.
Okay. November 3rd, Thor Ragnarok, which will have, of course, Thor and Hulk. But we found out this week that now Doctor Strange is a cast member of that. I can't tell if it's a cameo or a big-time cast member, but
I think the word you're looking for is commercial.
It seems like it's leaning towards he's got a bigger role, so that's interesting. So Thor, November 3rd. What else we got here? Justice League, November 17th. Did you hear the Batman news this week?
Yes, I want to talk about that.
Talk about it right now.
So Ben Affleck is now saying that he might not do the Batman movie.
I kind of like his stance on this. You probably want to talk more about it, don't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on. He's playing hardball with the Warner Brothers executives, because if he walks on this movie, it's a disaster. Because it's not like when the Aquaman director walked or when the Flash director walked, because he has to be in the movie.
Yeah.
And so for him to walk on this movie and say the script sucks, and then he'll still be a part of it, and then they have to send him out to promote it, it's a disaster. That will be the dagger in the DCEU.
Wait, he's saying he wouldn't even act in that movie, right?
I'm not sure.
Because the news is that he wouldn't write or direct it, possibly.
But he might not be able to do that. I don't know what his contract is.
So you're saying he may be obligated by contract to star in it, but he may not direct it if he hates it.
So can you imagine? He's playing hardball with them because, A, you can't do a cinematic DC universe without a standalone Batman movie. You just can't. B, you already have your Batman, it's Ben Affleck.
And everybody likes him.
You've already asked him to direct, and everybody likes him as a director. He's an Oscar Best Picture director for Argo. And then D, if he walks away, then the movie has no legitimacy. He can't promote it with a straight face then. He already failed at that with Batman v Superman with his sad Affleck look.
That was so awesome.
And so he has them big time.
But
he has them over a fire.
What do you mean by that? What do you think is going to happen? That they're going
to have to give in to him.
Total rewrite?
They have to give him whatever he wants. They're dead without it. They've put themselves in a corner. The second they asked him to direct it and they made it public that he agreed, they put themselves in a corner where if he doesn't do that, it's a complete disaster.
And he was really clear that the only reason he wouldn't direct is if the script wasn't good enough.
Right.
So if we find out he's not directing, they're telling us the script's not good.
Exactly.
Which we already kind of have been hearing that is the case.
Well, not just the case with this movie, but that's been the case across the board. There was that story from Brent East Ellison where he's talking about how he had heard that they don't care, they just want the Chinese market, and so they don't care about the quality of the script. And now this is coming out, and we've already seen director problems with DC.
Yeah.
And
so this is the third DC movie that's lost a director, potentially.
Well, I don't think he's out yet.
Flash lost 2, or was Aquaman lose 2? Either way, there's 3 amongst those 2 movies.
Right.
Possibly Affleck.
Yes.
It's not looking good.
No. Zack Snyder will do it.
So
that's what they'll do. If he walks away, they'll bring in Zack Snyder to do this movie.
Right. So that's November 17th, Justice League. November 22nd, Coco. Now, this is the next Pixar movie. I don't know much about it. Do you?
Probably a gorilla.
What makes you think that?
Wasn't Coco the name of a gorilla?
Okay, now I have to look it up and see. Let's see. Coco is inspired by the Mexican holiday Dia de los Muertos, based on the original idea. No, I'll skip that.
I wasn't right.
I don't think it's about a gorilla. I don't know why it's called Coco, though, because the cast...
Is it K-O-K-O or C-O-C-O?
C-O-C-O.
Oh, well, see, I didn't have all the information.
Okay, yep, that would have changed everything. All right, Star Wars Episode 8, still no subtitle, but it's coming out on December 15th.
Hey, it can't be as bad as Rogue One.
Jumanji, December 22nd.
That looks horrible.
And I think that'll be the last one we cover for this. Oh, wait, here we go. December 22nd, The $6 Billion Man, a remake of the classic $6 Million Man.
Plus inflation.
But it looks like Mark Wahlberg might be starring in it. That makes me a little less interested.
He'll do anything.
All right.
Anything for a paycheck.
So that's the movies in preview. Are there any books or TV shows that you're looking forward to in 2017?
Westworld Season 2, Game of Thrones Season 7, all right. Leftovers Season 3.
Potentially Winds of Winter?
Yeah, I'm not even going to say that.
Okay.
Nope. People have talked... I don't follow new stuff. You know, it was interesting because I put on Letterboxd my best movies of the year, and Trevor was giving me a hard time because I only had like three movies. I did my top 50 movies I watched this last year, and I only had three from this decade. Not even last year, but this decade. Okay. And so he was giving me a hard time about that, and I told him, I'm just letting Sturgeon's Law do its work.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And that's correct. So why would I want to spend a bunch of time on stuff that hasn't been sifted through Sturgeon's Law when I can watch and read stuff that has already been sifted by Sturgeon's Law?
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm done with news. What do you have?
The only other thing I have
if this is last news, okay. I got to hit it. Ready? Hold on a second.
Well, I know I have two pieces of news.
Too late. You have to pick
one. I'll combine them.
Okay.
So Sylvester Stallone is threatening to do Expendables 4. And in completely related news, Kevin Costner is planning a 10-hour Western.
What does that mean? Like a TV show or like a movie that's
he's 10 hours long? He's not sure.
He's not sure?
He's not. He could do three movies. He could do TV. Lots of options. But anyway, those are the two halves of our last news of the day.
All right. Great. I'll hit that music. When it comes to... I know sometimes we also preview the podcast we'll be doing. So here's what I know we'll be covering this year.
Right.
Don Quixote.
Yeah, we should do the rest of the sacraments.
Yep, more sacraments. Beowulf.
Rocky.
All the rest of the Rockies and Creed. Maybe that Satan episode I've been talking about for a few years.
Yeah.
And some other things. We'll cover a few other things.
Yeah. We'll have other ideas. But fresh out of ideas.
I was talking about this on the last episode when we talked about books, but my newest baby is being born any day.
Right. So are we even going to be able to record here?
Yes, we can still record here.
Okay. Just every other week.
Yeah, every other week.
Gotcha.
So Ben and I are planning on recording next week as usual, but there's a chance after this episode we're going to kick into the hiatus episodes.
What are we going to do next week if we record?
Well, we can figure that out later, but we do have the hiatus episodes
right
ready to go.
And by later, we mean Tuesday morning of next week.
Yes. We'll plan something.
Yeah.
So either way, you'll hear more of us, but we may actually be on hiatus for a month or so.
Right.
Because we have, I guess I could just plug what's coming up. The top 100 sci-fi characters countdown.
Oh, and when we're back from this hiatus, because the Water Fund, holy smokes, we got to talk about the Water Fund.
How could we have forgotten? Dez just texted me and I said, we're done, but let's talk about right now. You guys did it. You helped us reach the $5,000 goal. Ben, I'll load up the website while you talk about your misery.
I can't believe it.
So it did seem impossible. I mean, even on the day
it
of.
Did.
We were talking on December 31st.
Like $900.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I went to the wrong one. They took down our website already, but it was the old one.
Yeah.
So early in the day, it was like 42, 41.
Right. And that was even after.
Oh, my gosh. I think it is gone.
No, I've got it.
I can't get there. Hold on a second.
We're at 5274.
It's amazing, everybody. Here comes my family, so we're just going to keep talking. We got to thank a bunch of people.
Yeah, somebody,
can you start read the...
I don't want to thank them.
I do.
I'm not thankful.
All right, let's see. Who all donated here?
Sean was the one who put us over the top. So he deserves...
We had some huge gifts.
Well, Kevin.
Even you, after you lost the bet, you said, well, I already lost the bet, so I might as well chip in. Well done, everyone. You proved me very wrong, and you donated
$250. I was hoping that it would be within a few $100s, because then I was going to go in at 12:01 a.m.
Oh.
and make a donation to put us over the top, but it didn't work that way. So,
okay, so
when we come back from hiatus, maybe next week...
Wait, do you have the song ready?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you haven't? I thought that we'd have the song tonight.
No. Well, you can't rush... genius. So
okay.
I need some time to gather clips and prepare that. And so that will be coming either next week or when we're back from a hiatus.
All right. So
but I will be paying up.
I want to thank a few people here. We got Fred who donated. Thank you very much. Mike donated, said stay on target. Go SFC. Go. We did it. Thank you, Mike. Jordan says, Merry Christmas. Thank you for all the work you put into making the podcast happen. CJ also donated and said, great fundraiser for a great cause. You guys are my favorite podcasters on the internet. Keep doing what you're doing. Happy New Year. Kevin, go team. Thanks, Matt and Ben, for a wonderful show. Sean, who put us over the edge, you guys are great. Thanks for all you do to elevate Christian thought and have fun while being serious about so many things. Your consistency, when it must have been enormously difficult to keep it up so faithfully, is inspiring to us wannabes. I love that you dovetailed your work into explicitly charitable efforts, too. God bless you guys in 2017.
So Sean gave over $500, and that was like at 9 o'clock at night. I was so confident, and it was like a gut punch.
I know. You texted me, and you just said Ben is wrong. And I was like, I was at a party. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
Kevin, though, gave a big amount. I mean, towards the end, we got some really nice gifts. So just thank you to all of you guys who helped us there on that last day. I mean, all these gifts came out in those final 2 days, so I was pretty surprised. I mean, you had me kind of doubting myself there at the very end, because you were kind of texting me a little bit of taking some jabs, saying we weren't going to make it. But then,
yeah, I was actively cheering against children getting clean water at the end.
It's crazy.
That was a rough position to be in.
You know, even though we did have these gifts at the end, really, everybody, we couldn't have got there. If we hadn't got all the gifts throughout the whole course of 2016. So
right, it was the first 365 days where we raised $4,000 that made it possible.
Yeah, so thank you everybody who did that. We really appreciate it. But yeah, thanks for helping us get over the to the $5,000 goal. And we are going to have another charity that we're going to raise money for here in 2017. Hi. Hey, hold on a second. Let Lily come over here.
Hi.
Lily, come over here. You want to talk? Come to Daddy.
She's never spoken that directly to me. She just walked up and started.
So,
I couldn't hear what she was
so
saying.
I took, I'll tell her. Lily, come here. I want you to sit with me so you can talk on the microphone.
You
so
go over to Daddy.
I took Lily, well, Des and I took Lily to her first movie this past week. We saw Sing, which is an animated film about animals singing in a contest. And ever since so it was an hour and a half movie. She's two. Wasn't the best choice because she screamed sometimes in the theater, but it was a kids movie, so I didn't feel so bad.
Oh, the time to go for kids is like 2 o'clock on a weekday.
We
because
went
that's
to
only other parents in there.
Okay,
and
we went
a
to a 5 o'clock showing. She made it through the first 30 minutes, no problem. It's an hour and a half. Then she started to get a little restless, so we went and got her some popcorn, and she ate a lot of that. And that lasted another 30 minutes. But then an hour in, it got serious. She just started wailing.
Pocket.
She started wailing, and I thought, okay, we're going to miss this last 30 minutes. We just have to leave. But then she settled down, and we met then. But since that day, everybody she sees, she talks about pigs and bunnies.
Right.
And she's talking about how they were singing. So, Lily, do you want to say anything? Who did you like on that movie? Who's your favorite?
Bunnies.
The bunnies. What did they do?
What did they do?
Birds.
What?
The birds.
But what did the pigs and bunnies do on that movie? Do you remember?
Did they do singing?
Can you say sing? Okay. What else? But what about when they were dancing? Did you like that? Yeah. Okay. Nodding your head doesn't work as well for the
right.
Bunnies. Yeah.
Bunnies.
What about pigs? Did you like those pigs? So talk about all the animals you saw.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Holy smokes!
Oh, so this is like the first time she ever talked to you. She's so excited about this movie. Basically, we had a doctor's appointment for the new baby earlier today, and she walked up to the doctor and just started saying, pigs, bunnies. It's like, we always have to explain, okay, we took her to a movie.
Right. We live on a
farm. We live on a crazy farm with just pigs and bunnies. Monkeys.
And monkeys, yeah.
So, any other animals you liked, Lily?
Dance.
Dancing? Yeah, they were dancing. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, back to the charity.
Yeah.
During the hiatus, or maybe even during the next week, Ben and I are going to come up with a new thing to raise money for, set a new goal, and we'll be announcing that sometime soonish, but don't necessarily expect it immediately, because I don't think we have a plan
yet. Sci-Fi Christian. If we can raise $5,000
for the Sci-Fi
for one
Christian
day's wages, I think we can do $10,000 the Sci-Fi Christian.
All right, everybody. Should we sign off?
Yeah.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians. Signing off.
Goodbye.
Lily, can you say signing off? Can you say signing off?
Bunnies.
Pretty close.
Monkeys.
Pigs. All right. Well, so long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thanks again for helping us meet the goal. Good job, Lily.
You were on the show. Wow.
This movie?
Yeah, so if you started using Flickchart...
So wait, what about Letterboxd? Why can't you do the same thing?
No. Flickchart is just... Like, the way you do it is if you put in a movie there, it will then ask you to rank it against other movies that you have in your list. So it's a way of developing... It'll also ask you to just rank random movies, but I don't use it like
how
that.
Do you, okay, tell me some. It's just Flick.
Flickchart.com. It's show you my.
I'm going to sign up for it. Can we be friends on it?
I don't think it's a friend thing, unfortunately.
Not a member yet. So wait, this is it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to do this right now. I'll just do my typical Manderson, so if you want to look me up. Oh, this is going to be perfect.
So it'll, the way it wants you to use it is to just, it will give you two movies and ask you to choose one. Don't do it that way, if you want to, but if you do it that way, it will just make a mess of your rankings. So what I do is every time I watch a movie, I just put it in here, and then it asks me to rank it against other movies.
So you instantly decide, this is now my new number one or my new number four.
Right, so what it will do, so I have 263 movies in here right now. And it will start kind of middle of the pack. And then if you say it's better than that kind of mid-range movie, it will then move it about halfway up or something and choose a second movie. And it will keep... So it will ask you a bunch of times for every movie that you add in order to then figure out where it lies in your rankings.
So I just say... I skip this then right here.
Yeah.
And where do you... So let's just pick one. I just watched a movie yesterday.
Well,
so.
I could... let me show you with my account if you come over here.
Okay.
Because I have... give me a movie.
Office Space.
Okay. I'll probably take it out later. But, so if I was to put in Office Space, I might even have that in there. I don't know. Because I try to not put in older movies, or movies I haven't watched for a long time, but I'll show it to you for... All right, so I do have it in there.
You try not to put...
I'm trying to just put movies in that I've watched recently, so it's more accurate. So
that's exactly what I'm talking about. So if you're on the same page with all my movies, I am forcing the rewatch so I can have an accurate feeling of where I'm at today.
So if I say add to my flick chart, then it's now gonna say which one do I like better, and I'll say I like. So Johnny Guitar is like halfway through my list.
Oh, so they pick random. It's like an algorithm that helps you.
Okay. Right. So now, because I picked Johnny Guitar, then Collateral's lower down, so it says, okay, well, how about against that one? And I'll say I like Collateral better.
Oh, this is awesome. This is going to be really awesome.
And then it goes, but see, now it moves lower down, and I like Office Space better. So now it's like, okay, Office Space is somewhere between Collateral.
Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. And so, and it kind of shows you how close it's getting there. I like Alien better. So it's kind of... And it might not get it exactly in the right place. So you might have to do it a few times. This if you really want to be specific. But see, now you can see where it's... Like, I just said Talladega Nights is better. And I say The Rock is better. And so now, because of how it's done it has that 210 now on my list.
That's
the way you go. So when you're first adding stuff to it, it'll be really easy. But then over time...
It takes a few minutes.
And I don't care much about the accuracy in my kind of mid-range stuff. But if I have something in, the top 50 or whatever.
Okay.
I might do that a few times just to make sure it gets really accurate in there.
This is awesome. So I'm going to only put movies on here that I own. So then can you delete a person or a movie from your list?
Yeah, like if I, let me just click on Office Space again. So if I go back into that, I can say remove from my Flick chart.
Okay, because I think what I'll do is all those ones over there that I've watched recently, I'll put those in right away.
Right.
But then let's say I decide down the road, I think I can drop whatever. Yeah. Okay, good.
And over time, some stuff gets a little really wonky, like, and you, it might keep choosing a movie that's, like, for some reason, Saving Private Ryan got below Talladega Nights or whatever on my list, just because it doesn't ask you to rank against every movie. So then I go in and re-rank that one.
Dang, this is cool. This seems like, it seems like something you should be able to, like, have a friend on, you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, that, because it would be cool to be able, for you to see my list and me to see yours.
Well, you can, yeah, I should be able to see
yours. I see you can comment on things.
Right.
Okay, wait a second. Here's an option for users. Let me see if I can find you. Just maybe just to follow your list or something.
Yeah, there might be a way.
Okay. Can you search?
Newest users. I wonder if you're.
I am.
You are.
Yeah. So you follow me.
I click on you. I don't know if it'll let me follow you or not. Oh, Matt Anderson's friends.
You, hopefully.
Add this user as a friend.
Okay, now I'm waiting to see if I get the response.
Your friend request is pending. Probably okay. Send you an email or something.
All right, let me go see if I get an email. We could put this at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Listeners, go add Flickchart. This is an awesome new website Ben just told me about. FLICKCHART.com. Let's start the news episode and then I'll figure this out along the way.
Yeah.
I already have an idea for that episode, so I'm just going to dive in.
Okay.
Number wise. Should we make this the first one that we did since we do have time, or should we probably have it after books, huh? Yeah.
After books.